Fritz Kagi on the line with us. Mr. Kagi, congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. So good to be here and then celebrating victory with our supporters here.
So let's. How did you win this thing? Talk about the strategy to beat Joe Berrios and be the Democratic nominee for assessor.
Well, we thought the voters would get the final say on this, and that no machine would make people think otherwise about the very things that they can see with their own eyes in terms of how the system has been unfair, how it's generated real damage in communities throughout Cook County, and all the ethical things that people knew about. We thought all of these things were things that people knew, and that they were ready to make a change for a more ethical and fair system, and they wanted someone who would be a good steward, who had the skills to do the job. And we thought if we could get that message out to enough people in the county, that we'd have a winning message and that voters would be ready for it. And that's what we found. The voters got the final say on this.
Mr. Kagi, it's Eric Zorn from the Tribune. What role do you think the media played in all this, the investigations and so on?
Well, the media investigations, there's been a constant drumbeat of this, not only this year, but in past years as well, that made us realize that this is not a typical race where a machine can be strong in the sense that the voters are not informed about the choice that they have. In this case, the media helped people understand in very vivid detail what the nature of the problems was, and they could put actual numbers on it. What I also go back to is what people can see with their own eyes is they drew the connection between that and what the assessor's office does.
So, Mr. Kagi, this is Mike Fouché. If you had a message that you could give to the employees of the assessor's office right now, what would you say?
Every single one of them is going to be essential to doing the massive work that has to be done to improve the work of this office, and that I have nothing but the greatest respect for the people who've dedicated their careers to this and who do this professional work. I'm a certified Illinois assessment officer. I haven't taken this coursework with other people who do this work on a day-to-day basis, who've dedicated their careers to it, and I appreciate them as a lifetime financial analyst, the work that they do, the valuation work that they do, and we're going to need every single one. There are only 300 people who work in this office, and there's a lot of work to do, and I will need every single one of them.
Mr. Kagi, this is Amara. How are you?
Very good. How are you, Amara?
Excellent. So what have you been hearing from your supporters about what this win means in the broader context? A lot of your campaign centered on inequities in the communities as it relates to the property tax system. What have you been hearing from supporters right now?
Well, we hear a demand for fairness, for more ethical government, and for equity in terms of how this office is run. People know in their bones what is unfair treatment. They don't want favoritism. People are willing to, in some cases, actually pay a little bit more if they just know that the system is being run fairly and transparent.
Transparent is a big word in this race, in this whole assessor's office issue. And I know you've talked about this on campaign. Is transparency a big priority for you?
Transparency is absolutely a big priority because it's essential for curing the system that's overly dependent on appeals. People appeal because they don't see the system as just, and they have a nagging sense that there's some inside track to getting a better deal, and it makes people very bitter. This is what the property tax appeals industry feeds on, and we think if we can make the system more transparent, we can flip the system around so that instead of only giving people a just outcome when they appeal, we can concentrate the work of the people who do the work in the assessor's office on getting it right, and we're going to measure how we do our work on how we do for the average person who doesn't appeal.
So we're going to
think that will eliminate a lot of the regressivity from the system, and hopefully the number of appeals and the magnitude of appeals will eventually go down.
And so we're going to see the formulas. We're going to see how you come up with those numbers, because Mr. Berrios didn't let us see those.
Absolutely. We're committed not only to telling people how their assessments have been calculated, but to make that data available on a bulk basis, to make the algorithms available, because we think third parties will be really essential for eliminating practices that have generated favoritism, bias, and just outright error And if people know that we're going to have to show our work, then people will be very diligent in doing that fairly for everyone.
So, Mr. Kagi, traditionally the assessor's office has been one of the biggest fundraising positions in Cook County. Should we expect that you're going to continue that tradition and raise money so that you can help other like-minded candidates win office?
We've made a commitment that we will not accept money from the property tax appeals industry because we think it's corrupted the office and biased it. We think that people will be amply able to fund campaigns for the assessor's office by motivating people on the basis of fairness, equity, transparency, and that will be people will realize that that's better for everyone, just as other assessor's offices do in the rest of the United States.
All right. Fritz Kagi, who won tonight the Democrat nomination for Cook County Assessor. Mr. Kagi, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.